There's a biker rally this week in South Dakota's Black Hills. It's not the one with all the Harleys that overwhelms the town of Sturgis every August. As Jim Kent reports, the big boys are facing a little competition this year.
I'm standing on Main Street in Sturgis. If it was August, the town would be packed with motorcyclists from all over. It's a bit too early for that organized chaos, but something of a smaller biker nature is happening here right now.
In 1936, they started building the Cushman scooters, and they were basically a milk stool on wheels. Over the years, as they evolved, it was always said that one of the designers, disgruntled designers from Harley-Davidson, went to work for the Cushman company, and that's how their design come, because they look like an old 50 Harley.
That's Jeff Bartheld, who's been a fan of the unusual-looking Cushman scooter for years. The Cushman scooter looks like a cross between a mini bike and a motorcycle. The last one was built in 1965. Fans like Bartheld, a burly 50-year-old salesman, have gathered for nearly three decades to reminisce about the quirky bikes.
You know, if you were into motorcycles at all, you cut your teeth on a Cushman, and after the Cushman, you either got a Harley or a Honda.
This year, the bankers, doctors, lawyers, and all sorts of riders are meeting where the big boys play, the small town of Sturgis, which is considered the holy grail of motorcycle rallies. Mac Treese has been riding a Cushman scooter for years. With long blonde hair and a goatee, he sports the look of a biker, not that of a scooter rider. He rode his Cushman the 700 miles from St. Louis. While he admits it was a bit of a haul, he says it was actually better than riding his Harley.
Having Harley-Davidsons as well as the scooters and such like that, I find the scooters actually more comfortable. You don't go as fast, but they seem to have a little bit softer ride.
And when you say you don't go as fast, what does that mean?
You can put modern technology to those vintage engines, and we rolled up here at about 60, 65. So
that's a bit faster than the 50 miles an hour you'd likely hit without tweaking the engine. But Treese says it's not just about speed. Cushman scooters can get up to 70 miles per gallon. And Treese says you even get begrudging respect when you pull up next to a really bad dude riding a Harley.
You get a look, they kind of smile, but most of them give you the thumbs up, and they think they're pretty cool, you know.
Marge Hafner thinks they're cool, too. The retired grandmother rode her Cushman all the way from Kansas.
Because the guys do it all the time, and if guys can do it, we can do it. The looks on people's faces when you walk in with all this bike gear on, and you're not actually a biker chick.
Most of the more than 1,000 people expected this week are riding through rain in western South Dakota that hasn't let up for weeks. But few are complaining. And Sturgis Chamber of Commerce spokesman Randy Bender says the town is so happy with the group, they've been asked to come back a few years down the road. While bikers rule Sturgis in August, this week, it's all about scooters. For NPR News, I'm Jim Kent.